All right, so I just met a lady who could hear thoughts. She could hear the word. She knew the word before you spoke it. So we got some metahumans coming on the scene. They're already here, but a lot of stuff that happens to them, they don't understand it. And I was able to explain to her that in the spirit realm, everything is oneness, and in the natural realm, everything's division. So I said, don't be so shocked and don't think you're crazy, because 98% of the people don't try to figure that kind of stuff out, you know. And I showed her an example with a bottle. I said, see this water bottle? I took the cap off and I said, there's the captain of the ship. You turn the water bottle to the side, it looks like a ship. So the captain of the ship is the cap. I said, the water bottle has waves on the side. Right? It looks like the female, and the female has cycles. Everything's a cycle. And so as the ship's on the ocean, it's floating on the ocean. But the ship is horizontal, and so the horizontal represents the flesh mind. And I said, the thing that happened to you, whatever it was, because something bad happened to her, and she didn't say what it was. I said, whatever happened to you pushed you upward. So when you stand the bottle upright, you're moving from the X plane to the Y plane, and you're moving up out of this place. You're moving from 3D to 5D. And I said, in the 5D realm, everything's oneness. The reason you can hear somebody, because she told me another example where she could hear somebody hear what they were going to say before they said it. And she said, you might think this is crazy. I said, no, it's not crazy. It's just part of the gift, that everybody has different gifts, you know. And it comes down to this. Everybody's on the same path. They just don't know it. And I told her, I said, you know, everybody thinks they're making their own decisions, but your destiny's already written. It's already said. It's already written. You're just in the discovery phase. And so the discovery phase for everybody is to move to and approach that one mind of Christ, that one consciousness in agape and truth. And so as a person approaches agape and truth, they hit source code. And there's no legalism in source code. There's no there's really no sin in source code. There's no bitterness in source code. There's no unforgiveness in source code. It's just love, total love and total truth in source code. And there's no judgment. There's only one judge and lawgiver anyway. Why would you judge somebody when there's only one judge? And you actually don't even know what you saw might not even be real. What you think you saw could be a lie. And it probably is. You know, people go to the courtroom all the time. You know, you hear about where the woman will accuse this guy of raping her, and then when the police interview her, she finally admits it was a lie. But she had everybody believed he raped her, you know. Everybody believed a lie. You can look at a dollar bill and it's counterfeit, you think it's real, but the person who studied the counterfeit, I mean, the person who studied the dollar bill in the original state, reveals the truth. But you thought you saw it, but it was not real, it was a counterfeit. Because you don't have a trained eye, so that's the way it is, and this whole reality down here is bent. 3D realm is bent. It's the machine, it's bent, and we're here to make it upright. The whole system's bent. Sin is bent. Your mind, the old Adam, is bent. The flesh mind is bent. This whole system's crooked. And bent, the reason you're here is to help keep it upright. The truth. Because the church withholds sin. The church withholds judgment. If you weren't here, this place would be under judgment. And the lost, think about the lost. They don't know up and down. They don't know their left hand from their right hand. The unsaved have no truth. They don't know their left hand from their right hand. They don't know. They really don't, though. They think they do, but they don't. It's so obvious, not even funny. The mind of Christ is unconditional love and truth. But God is angry with the wicked because they reject His Son. And the reason He's actually angry at them, because it's kind of like if your child's running out in the street and you get angry, but you don't want the child to run out. You're not angry at the child to be angry at the child. You're angry because the child's going to get hurt, get run over by a car. Get out of that street, kid. You're going to get run over. But it looks like you're angry at the child, but you're not. You're angry because of their ignorance of they're going to get hurt. You know. So God is angry with the wicked because He knows if they reject Jesus, they're going to burn. They're going to burn. And God didn't make mankind to burn, but He knows they choose to go there on their own. God made hell for the devil and his angels. God didn't make hell for man. And so God is pure love, so He's angry because people are taking other people to hell with them, and people are going to hell in a handbasket because they think that they know better than God. I mean, that's the ultimate pride. The devil, that's how the devil fell. The devil thought he knew better than God. He thought he could be God. If you would have heard the devil in heaven before man, he was saying, I am that I am, I am. The devil would be saying, I am. Because of his pride, he fell. He thinks he is. He is. The devil thinks he's I am. When Jesus is I am. And each person would say, I am John, or I am Sue, or I am Mary, or I am Richard, or whatever. I am a derivative of the Son. That's why you're a person, per the Son. You're a person, per the Son. So anyway, that was a good conversation. I should have gave her my number because she's going through some changes, but anyway. She's in another city. I'm driving back to my city, and she was really interested, and I told her why. She said, well, how can I hear somebody's thoughts before they say it? Well, it's because you're... It's good that you're not doing the drugs anymore, but the LSD you took allowed you to see past this place. She said, I saw the walls bending. I said, yeah, this place is fake. It's like a dream. It's a story. It's a story to birth in your inner man. Everything in front of you is this, nothing. It's all the same. But what changes is your inner man. She says, you'll think I'm crazy when I'm here too. No, I don't think anybody's crazy anymore. I used to, but I don't. The only people I think are crazy are the witches and the legalists and the Jezebels and the narcissists. Those are the ones that are crazy. Because they think they're gods. How can the legalists think they're God? Because they want you to follow their rules and all the... They think they're high enough. They think they're perfect and above everybody else. They think they don't do any wrong or don't mess up. The reason you're still down here in this simulated training program is because you still got things that need to be cut out and cut in. Sin needs to be cut out. The flesh mind needs to be cut out. And righteousness needs to be cut in. And the sowing of the seed of righteousness is the Holy Spirit changing you and empowering you and giving you the power, the ion walk, to walk it out. I know what I'm saying. I know the stuff I'm saying is extraterrestrial. I know that, and that's okay. That's okay. I know it. Some of it don't make sense to the new people. That's okay. You'll catch up. Oh, Lordy. You'll catch up. What is this place? Well, we're not really in... This is kind of like a pocket universe. We're not in time, Loki. What does that mean? You'll catch up. What does that mean? You'll catch up. What does that mean? We're in a pocket universe. You'll catch up. What does that mean that it's a script? It's a story, scripture, your script. What does it mean that it says you're per sun, per the sun? You'll catch up. What does it mean when I say, oh, you're a char actor, you're a character in the script, your script, scripture? What does that mean? You'll catch up. What does it mean when I say red versus blue is the Turing machine? You'll catch up. Why do you see red and blue spiral at a barber shop with scissors on the sign usually? You'll catch up. Cut and turn. 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 Turning out copies. The mind of Christ. You'll catch up. If you're called. If you're called into that path, you'll catch up. You'll catch up. How fast do you want to catch up though, you know? You want to stay in the cycle? You want to stay in the repeat? What was that guy's name? Was it Bunyan? He wrote a book. Somebody wrote a book. And he left it all. He wrote a book about a guy leaving it all. He left everything behind. And as he was going on that spiritual journey, people were dropping like flies. Friends, family, wife, kids, everybody was dropping. They didn't want to grow spiritually. And I guess he told them, you'll catch up, but how fast do you want to, do you really want to go? You want to push out the baby and be birthed to your next date? Moment by moment, day by day, year by year, month by month. How bad do you want to birth out that new state? Or do you like your misery? Do you like your loneliness? Do you like your misery? Do you like your selfishness? Do you like your old reptilian nature? Would you rather be in the old reptilian nature? Or would you move? How bad do you want to leave that reptilian nature? How bad? You'll catch up. When you gonna quit blaming everybody else and pointing your finger at everybody else? It ain't helping you. You'll catch up. You'll catch up if you want to. If you want to walk the path, you'll catch up. I remember somebody told me a long time something about a path. I thought this is when I was under the spell of the legalist to a degree. I never really was under their spell, but I was affected by them because I rubbed shoulders with them. When you rub shoulders with them, they affect you whether you like it or not. But when somebody said something about the path, walking the path, I thought, you're crazy. But the path is already it was already made for you. Jesus is the path, and it was already made for you. Now you just step in it by faith. You step into it. How bad do you want it? Depends on how fast you want to catch up, you know. In series, in sequence, everybody has the same path because it's the path of Christ. How bad do you want it? You'll catch up if you want it.